When it comes to your banking needs, you certainly have a choice. When you choose to bank local, you're choosing to support your local community, your local economy, your friends, and neighbors. At Integrity First Bank, we are proud to be the only local bank headquartered right here in Mountain Home. Stop in and visit us at 502 South Hickory or visit us online to learn more about how Integrity First Bank has been serving our local friends and neighbors in Baxter and Marion counties since 1963. We value our hometown relationships, our community commitment, and our priority to keep integrity first.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
We welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Jonesboro is leading Mountain Home in this girls' matchup 19-18. We'll look over some of our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, coming off a tough loss to West Memphis, 55-46, it was a game that, I'll tell you, the first half, you guys kind of went back and forth with the Blue Devils. They just kind of... That 14-3 run to start the third quarter kind of hurt there.
Yes, it did. They got loose in transition on us, and that's never anywhere in our game plan. And then they also, another thing that they did a really good job of, they started taking the shots that we were giving them, and they knocked them down. Mm-hmm. Really made us kind of come out of our game plan and what we were wanting to do. We're trying to keep at least two bodies on the Moore kid,
He came alive.
Yeah, he did. You know, and he's so dang talented. We still got two guys on him, and sometimes even three, and they can still throw it up there, and he's going to go get it where none of us can go reach.
Right.
And he decided to do that, and he's a grown man, and he's tough to contain. He's super athletic, works really hard, and he's as advertised. He's just a extremely tough matchup for us, but. You know, I thought we, for the most part, we did a really good job on him for about three quarters, and then he got loose kind of there in the fourth quarter when they needed those tough buckets. They know who to turn to, and that's what, with all great teams, you got to have that guy of when you need something done, who can go get it for you, and he's their man.
Yeah, not just that, they seemed like they were able to count him at the free throw line too.
Yes, yeah, I mean, he's tough. You know, one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to foul him, but he's so strong and just trying to be physical on him. It's hard not to just keep a body on him. If you don't, he's just going to have his way with you.
Yeah. I'll tell you, but you had to have been feeling pretty good about where you were. I mean, you guys had, like seven lead changes just in that first half between the two of you, alone.
Yeah, the first half pace really was in our favor. We was able to kind of control things and play the game we wanted to play with them. And throughout the game, you just feel like you're just a couple of made baskets from getting back in it and just, you got to make those tough shots, and some of them didn't fall in that second half. We were shooting a lot better in the first, and that's always, that always helps. That ball goes in the hole for you.
Yep. Well, this Jonesboro team that you're playing tonight, I know it was a 14-point loss that you guys had to the Hurricane to start conference play nearly a month ago. But one thing that kind of caught my eye, looking at the 5A East standings, they fell to Jonesboro by 11 this past Friday night. That was a Marion team you guys came that close to beating.
Yes, Marion, they've got the most talent in our conference.
Yes.
I mean, they're arguably the best team overall in the state.
Yeah.
They've got
– Certainly
they've
in
5A. Got, yes. Well, no, in all of them. Yeah. If you're one of the top teams in 5A, you're one of the top teams in the state.
Yeah.
And, Marion has the talent. What helps us is that we like to play a different a style that kind of really frustrated them. And Jonesboro they don't play that way. So when you're playing an open floor game, the most talented team will get more opportunities, and Marion has that talent. And Jonesboro, that's the thing about Jonesboro. Jonesboro, they're always Jonesboro. They're always going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's funny, people talk about, this not your typical Jonesboro team. meaning they're not favored to win the state championship, but they're probably one of the top four that's got a chance, and there's a good chance that they'll still be playing for it because, you know, Wes Swift is as good a coach as they come in this in this state. And in fact, we're going to see him awarded the sectional Coach of the Year award for the United States, you know, in our Southeast section. He was named Coach of the Year for his team he had last year. So they're not only do they have superior talent, they got a really good coach over there that's directing the way, and he does. Wes does a really good job of creating a winning culture and attitude over that. Brought second to none with anybody around.
Yeah. I tell you, you know, this Jonesboro team, the one that just about everyone talks about is Mercedes Leach. But I tell you, you guys saw firsthand, he's got a bunch of talents surrounding him that a good supporting cast.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They've got, the McBride kid, the Moore kid, the Pitts kid. I mean, the list goes on of the talent that they have. And I think that, you know, our first game, we did a really good job of, on Kyle Moore, held him to 2 points, I believe. Just did a really good job being physical with him. That's a 6'5" athlete.
Yes.
We're gonna have to have that same thing. And you know, and even Leach, I think 14, 17 points is what we held him.
Yeah, 14 is what it was.
And it was just really, you know, the game plan was just be physical and get him out of there. But you know, they have an endless amount of guys that they can go to. And that's what, you know, other guys stepped up, made plays, and that's what championship programs do. And that's what they do. But, you know, the thing is, we're coming over here with another, you know, we got a lot of confidence because, confidence through preparation. And it's our belief, it's our strong belief that we're going to come over here and beat Jonesboro and do something special tonight. Don't know if we've ever, our boys basketball team has ever beat Jonesboro, but tonight we plan on being the first.
All right. Well, Josh, thank you so much, and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate all you do, and go Bombers.
Absolutely. Go Bombers. That was Mount Home boys basketball coach Josh Folger. Let's go ahead and take a look at our scoring summary for both teams. Right now, Mount Home being led by two players with 7 points each, Anna Grace Foreman and Emma Martin, 2 points apiece for Kyra Penn and Addison Yates. Jonesboro almost saw their scoring being done by Destiny Salary with 11 points, and then 2 points apiece for Sonny Martin, Kayla Mitchell, Kiana Hardaway, and Brooklyn Dooley. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 19-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!